This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
But I think it is absolutely necessary. We've been historically talking about a merger or a combination between the city and county, but I'm increasingly thinking that we could and should consider St. Charles and some of the surrounding areas in some meaningful way. That's not to say one giant government structure, but the broader St. Louis area, we have to figure out how we work better together.
Oh, there it is. Those words that we all dread so much. Better together. Let's get former Senator John Lamping in on this conversation this morning. John, how are you?
Good morning, Mark. Kim, yeah, better together rises from the grave.
It rises from the grave. And that is straight from an interview with Kara Spencer, most likely the next mayor from the city of St. Louis, it appears, doing an interview with the St. Louis Business Journal. And, you know, you pointed me to an op-ed that's in there, a guest column, the case for an incremental city-county merger. And after I got done reading that, and the key word being incremental, which is how the left works in this country. They want to impose these changes incrementally so you don't see the big picture. I also found the article on Kara Spencer and the soundbite that you just heard, admitting that she not just wants to talk about merging with St. Louis County, but maybe Jefferson County and St. Charles County and a lot of different people.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Yeah, the progressive vision of what this should be is that all the Collier counties need to do more to support what's going on in the city. They obviously ignore the fact that we all contribute to the community, but they really don't like the fact that that we're not paying for our fair share of the stadiums and the zoo and all that kind of stuff. Even though it's a zoo tax, they think that without the things they have to offer, that the quality of life in the Collier counties wouldn't be that good. So when you and I first met back in 2018 to push against Better Together, that was really, I think, the first salvo. And they learned from that. And I think what they're going to do this time is they are going to go slowly and methodically. They really can't do anything until Sam Page is replaced. I think Tashar had to be replaced, and she's just about done now. And I think Sam will be replaced in 2026. And so my thinking is that somewhere thereafter is when this push will really start.
I have to ask you about that. You're talking about Sam Page being replaced. I mean, I would love that. Not that I live in St. Louis County, but do you think Dennis Hancock, who just announced he's going to run against Page, actually has a chance, or do you think it would be another liberal?
Well, I think it'll be Brian Williams, the state senator from Ferguson. And Brian has been down in Jeff City. I think this is his second term he's in now. He's very well thought of, young man. I mean, not young man. He's in his late 30s. But he's up and coming. He works well with both sides. I know you just had Nick on. I'm sure Nick gets along with him great. And I think he'll be the person that'll be pushed forward. I'm not telling you that Sam's not going to try to win. But if you look around the country, what's happening to Tashar right now, it's happening just about everywhere, where this real far-left progressive approach to city governing is losing out. And it's losing out to a left approach to city governing, just not as far left. But I think that if Brian Williams declares his candidacy for that office, I think he'll win that seat pretty easily.
Wow. In a primary, so you're talking about primarying Sam Page.
Yeah, I think he'll primary Sam Page, and I think he'll win. And I think that he would then turn around and the county, unfortunately, is, I think, lost to Republican leadership. I heard Hancock explain how he thinks there's a path, and there's always a path to everything. Heck, I won a district that was 60% Democrat, but I think that Brian is a solid enough political person. He's a well spoken guy, and I think that he would do well in that race.
Interesting. We'll see what happens. I think I've met him. I might have had him on one time. I'm trying to remember why, but I know I'm familiar with him. We'll have to try to get him on here again at some point, maybe.
I think he's got a long-term political future if he wants one. I think he could be the St. Louis County executive for a certain period of time. He would definitely be the congressperson of choice. Hmm. He was being considered last go-around for the first district. And I think the Democrats look at who's on their bench. Their bench is really thin. And I think he's got potential to be one of the top two or three people on that bench.
You know, earlier, John, in the show, I was talking a little bit about the stock market diving yesterday, all these talks about tariffs and all of that, and you're in the financial services world. What's your reaction to that? I mean, I deemed it an overreaction if you take the long view, but what's your take on it?
Well, yeah, of course, if you take the long view, what the president's trying to do with the Treasury Secretary and all his whole administration is something very, very different. They're trying to create a new approach to how finance works in this country. For the better part of 40 years, we've essentially done massive deficit spending, and we've had what people would qualify as free trade. But the question is, was it fair trade? It certainly was not fair trade. And so he's trying to take down a system that has done very well for itself. And to the extent that he's successful, the country will be better off for it. But there'll be new winners. The old winners that drove the stock market to all-time highs, they may not really benefit quite as much under this new system. So the president himself the other day said, look, the stock market's falling. But he said essentially what I just said, which was that a lot of these big globalist companies have benefited by the system, and it just may not be the case now if they have a new system. So the question is whether or not the president can actually enact what he's trying to do. So there's that couple of short term. You have to remember that the Biden administration, they basically ran on deficit spending. They had $2 trillion a year for all 4 years to deficit spend. The deficit was 6% of the economy was just deficit spending. And so what this administration wants to do is cut that in half. And so it's logical that there'd be a slowdown when you're changing the system and when you're changing government spending. And I also think that the president is quite a student of history, and he knows for a fact that when Reagan first came into office and he changed the economic system, the first 2 years, he actually triggered a recession. And it wasn't until the third and fourth year that it became apparent what he had done and how long-term successful it would be. And many people attribute the rest of the 80s and most of the 90s to the changes that Reagan brought in. So Trump wants to make that kind of change the economic system. So it's not a surprise that in the short run that he would disrupt the markets that have been very comfortable with the old system. So right. I'm very optimistic if he's able to enact these changes. I think it's really how we drive ourselves to the next level of prosperity. But in the meantime, there's going to be some parts of the market that are not going to like what he's doing, especially those that were most likely to seek out lowest cost labor across the globe. And because I think those avenues are being closed. And we see announced almost every other day where large corporations are moving their manufacturing back here to the United States. Microsoft announced a Apple announced a $500 billion of investment is going to be centered primarily in Southwest, and that's going to be at a cost to their margins. So anyway, I think you're right. Your advice is right. Long term, things will work out best, but there's going to be some disruptions in the short run.
In the meantime, everything's on sale in the stock market today.
Yes, the key is which things do you buy.
Yeah, that's the key. All right, John, thank you.
I'll grab you one with you. Take care.
Great thoughts there. I appreciate that.
Interesting what he had to say about county executive race. Now I mean, I would love for Sam Page to get beat.
Well, you know, they'll try to primary him. Absolutely. They see what a disaster it is. He's got a majority on the county council that are Democrats, and they consistently vote against him. So there is a coalition of people among the Democrats who don't like Sam Page either. They see an opportunity to get Brian in there. They would probably jump at it in a primary.
I hope so. But the voters keep putting Sam Page in power.
I know.
Was he primaried before? What? Did someone try to run against him in the last election?
Yes,
a
I think
Democrat?
So. But the key here is that Democrats keep putting the Democrat candidate back in charge of the county.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can get him out in the primary, which I think there'll be enough people upset with what he's done to get that done, then whoever the Democrat candidate is goes into it with a big advantage just mm-hmm. because of the way the vote falls in the county. It doesn't mean Dennis Hancock can't win. It just means that it's an uphill battle, and he knows it because it's been the 80s since the last time we had a Republican sitting in that chair, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.